With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Another round of torrential rain and flash flooding in parts of the South and Midwest turning deadly. At least 16 people have died, 10 of them in Tennessee. The political battle lines are drawn for a debate in Washington over a Republican budget plan that's cornerstone of President Trump's domestic agenda. The plan was approved by the Senate in a vote that ended early Saturday. Award-winning scholar and author Gordon Chang says Russia's invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago actually opened the door for China to disrupt global order by throwing its weight behind Moscow.
Beijing loves it. I mean, they've been supporting Putin across the board. It's not just elevated commodity purchases. It's diplomatic propaganda support. They opened up their financial system to sanction Russian institutions.
Chang says China has been providing Russia with a full range of diplomatic and financial support.
And the Chinese have been selling a lot of weapons to the Russians. And to top it all off, China was almost certainly involved in arranging North Korea's assistance to Russia in the war. So this is Moscow and Beijing together again.
Chang tells the Salem Radio Network China is also the power behind Iran and its proxies by providing the Islamic regime with the microprocessors it needs to build weapons. Chang lays out his argument that China is aiming toward world domination in his book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll suggests Americans are divided on the Trump administration handling of two key issues.
The new AP North poll revealed about 4 in 10 U.S. adults approved Trump's stance on the economy and trade negotiations. On immigration, approval ratings were higher, with half of U.S. adults agreeing with a strict agenda on the issue.
That's correspondent Marcella Sanchez. This past week, both the Rasmussen and CBS News polls indicates that President Trump's overall job approval stands at 50%. This is SRN News. The faith differences in the two genders are revealed in a new poll. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women, also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices suggested the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the Social Services Agency is motivated by religious beliefs. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines, at srnnews.com. A judge has ruled in favor of 4 whistleblowers in Texas.
Whistleblowers said Attorney General Ken Paxton retaliated against them for reporting bribery allegations, awarding his employees more than $6 million in combined damages. Travis County Judge Catherine Mazzi says Paxton violated state law by firing the former employees after they brought forth bribery allegations against his office in 2020. He was impeached and later acquitted by the Texas Senate on the corruption allegations. Jason Walker reporting.
The political battle lines are drawn for a debate in Washington and beyond over a Republican budget plan that's a cornerstone of President Trump's domestic agenda. The plan was approved by the GOP-controlled Senate in a vote that ended early Saturday. Republicans hope to leverage their position of power in Washington to enact as much as a $7 trillion in tax breaks. We will find more online at srnnews.com.